vibraphone. It's a special instrument. That spooky, smoky, sparkling sound. There's nothing like it. And there's nothing like hearing the vibes played by Bobby Hutcherson. He's covered a lot of ground on his instrument. In the 1950s, as a teenager, he was already playing professional gigs. In the 60s, he was a leading light of jazz's avant-garde, breaking new ground on some of the most revered LPs issued by Blue Note Records. Now 73 years old, Bobby Hutcherson has a new album, Enjoy the View, and he's back with Blue Note. His history with the label goes back to his landmark 1965 debut as a bandleader, Dialogue. The radical music on that album both thrilled and infuriated jazz fans, but Hutcherson told me the sound came almost naturally from the New York jazz scene of the 1960s.
In New York, you know, there was a big influx of new musicians. You know, there was a lot of history being presented at that time. I mean, you could stop on the street corner and hear Malcolm X, you know.
That's why it has this kind of revolutionary sort of feeling to it.
Yeah, well, you know, there was the revolution that was going on, you know, the Black Panthers. There was a lot of riots and things going on. There was an awful lot of things going on for the music to describe, you know. Because at that time, the music was almost like a newspaper of what was going on in the streets. And then at that time also, a lot of the musicians didn't have what was called a cabaret card, which was a card to be able to play in all the famous nightclubs. So everybody played in the lofts that they lived in. Everybody would be standing around waiting to play. You know, those things don't happen anymore, you know, where there's a huge jam session where everybody's waiting to play and everybody's sharing ideas and thoughts. Everybody's listening to the music that they wrote describing what was going on in the streets.
So skipping ahead more than a couple of decades, to the new album. It's called Enjoy the View. And you're playing with, you got Joey DeFrancesco on organ. One of the tunes on here, Teddy, is a tune that you've played in the past. Why is it you two play so well together?
Joey knows how to let the organ surround the vibraphone without overstating it or without drowning it out. He embraces the instrument. He knows how to make the two instruments sound somewhat the same.
Another tune on the new album, Hey Harold, that's a tune that you wrote over 40 years ago. And I never heard this officially, but I'm assuming that's a shout-out to Harold Land, the great saxophonist you were working with at the time.
Yeah, you know, I've always loved Harold so much. I always wish that he would have got the command and respect from a lot of people that he really deserved. He could play a note and you could say, ooh, that's Harold Land right away.
Having written that tune with Harold Land in mind, what's it like now that he's passed, to hear David Sanborn playing the tune?
Just because of the tune, it can cause different memories to come up where you say, hey, I remember playing like this, or hey, I remember feeling this thought. You know, I remember what it felt like when the sun hit me and it was hot and sweat rolled down my face. How it felt having that piece of apple cobbler with some ice cream on it, and the ice cream was dripping down the side of the cup. A little bit of it dripped out the corner of your mouth. Ooh. Ooh, boy.
You're making me hungry.
I'm gonna have to go get some cobbler after that. I just described that one so good. I want some myself.
Me too. Can I ask you to tell, this is kind of a random story, but it's this funny story that I read about, you had kind of an interesting introduction to playing the electric vibes. I think this was in Italy. Can you tell that story?
Yeah. Harold and I were playing, one of the first gigs we had was us playing in Verona. And the Deacon Company had just given me this electric vibe. So as we were walking to the sound check, Harold and I looked up and I saw a big puff of black smoke over the stage. I said, wow, I wonder what that is, Harold. And as we walked up to the stage, the electricians and the sound men, you know, they're saying to me, they said, oh, Bobby, we were so sorry. We forgot your 110, and we hooked your 110 up to 220. And it's
higher voltage
sparked.
For Europe.
Yes, then we got a fire here. He said, but we put the fire out. And forget the sound check. We're going to fix your instruments so that it'll work and make sure that everything's fine. Just come back for the concert. So we went back to the hotel, and then we come back that night. And in those days, I was always full of pranks. And so Harold turns to me, and he says, Bobby, he says, this is a really important concert. He says, no pranks, okay? Just let's just play the music. I said, don't worry. You can count on me. So sound man says, ladies and gentlemen, the Bobby Hutcherson Harold Land Quintet. And he opens the curtain. They plug the instrument in, and the biggest spark of electricity and a huge puff of black smoke goes off. Well, they thought that it was part of the act, and they all went crazy. The crowd went crazy. And Harold turns to me, he says, you said you wouldn't do anything.
That's vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson. His new album is called Enjoy the View. Bobby, it's been a thrill speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Harvey.